is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Coming to you from the Circa Sportsbook here in downtown Las Vegas, I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We got a lot going on in progress right now in games that are about to begin, so let's jump right into all of the action. We're in the fourth playoff hole at the Rocket Classic right now between Aldrich Pottgeter and Max Grazerman, and your live betting market right now as they continue in this playoff. Aldrich Pottgeter -125. Grazerman is at even money. Again, the fourth playoff hole there at the Rocket Classic. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball, two games are in progress right now. Top of the ninth inning, we are all tied between the Nationals and the Angels in Anaheim, 4-4. The Nationals do have a runner on first with one out. Taking a look at the live market for this game, it is the Angels, actually a -190. 90 favorite on the live line. Tie game, they're the home team. Of course, they're going to be heavily favored right now. Top of the eighth inning in Arizona, the Diamondbacks with a 2-1 lead over the Marlins, but Miami's got two runners on here with two outs in the top of the eighth. Your live market here is the Marlins, who have now just taken the lead as we just as we speak, as we have to update the scores here. Let me refresh the page. 6-4 now in the bottom of the eighth inning. My goodness. And Angels and Nationals, they are in the bottom of the 10th. Excuse me. So we had to update the scoreboard there. So let's give you that quick refresh here. 4-4 Nationals and Angels. They're in the 10th inning. 4-4 Angels and Nationals in the 10th inning. Okay. Stats going to remain tied. Looks like it's going to the 11th now. 6-4 Marlins over the Diamondbacks. Again, 6-4 Marlins over the Diamondbacks. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth inning. And the D-backs have some runners on. Okay, that's what's in progress. They are about to begin Sunday night baseball. Twins are at the Tigers. Tarik Skubal, the reigning American League Cy Young Award winner, is on the mound. And he is your betting favorite right now to repeat as the American League Cy Young Award. And we'll talk about the awards market coming up in a little bit because I don't necessarily agree with where the odds are right now in regards to the American League Cy Young. But Tarik Skubal is having a phenomenal season. Even though he had a rough outing in his last time out against the A's, he still has a 2.29 ERA, 9-2 record, and the Detroit Tigers with the 52-32 record on the year, -300 favorites over Minnesota. Chris Paddock goes for the Twins. There are some creative ways that you can get around betting this massive number. Like, you can just isolate Tarik Skubal if you want. And what you can look at is the pitcher prop market. Now, the strikeout prop is always going to be there. People are going to massively bet the strikeouts for Tarik Skubal. 7.5 is his number, -145 to the over. It's a number that he's gone over in the majority of his last recent starts. I believe it's 7 out of his 10 starts that he has gone over this most recently. He had 8 strikeouts his last time before that. Then it was 6-6-6. And then he had 13, 8, 11, 12, 8, 11. So it's an accurate line. I have no play on the strikeouts here. But what you can do, if you think the Tigers are a good play to win this game and you don't want to lay the -300 price on the Tigers, what you can look at is under the pitching props, you can bet the pitcher to record a win. And so Tarik Skubal to record a win in this game is -155. So if you think Skubal's got a good performance in him, you think the Tigers are going to win this game, you don't want to lay -300, you can go -155 on Tarik Skubal to pick up the win. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means he's got to be the pitcher of record. And for a guy like Skubal, who does give you length, who has the ability, night in, night out, to go deep into games and limit the opposition, I don't necessarily hate this bet. You're going to bank on at least 6 innings from Tarik Skubal. And if you think the home Tigers can get to Chris Paddock, which I do, and if you think Skubal's going to give you a quality start, so 3 runs or less, and based on his performance this entire season, why wouldn't you think that Skubal's going to give you a start like this? Well, I'm taking a minus 300 favorite here. I'm going to reduce it to minus 155 and make sure that Skubal picks up the W. By the way, Skubal has picked up the win in all four of his previous four starts. In every start in the month of June, he's made four starts here in the month of June. He has recorded the win in all four starts. You have to go back to May 31st against Kansas City when he was not the pitcher of record. And all he did in that game was go seven innings, zero runs on just two hits. His start prior to that was a complete game shutout. He was the pitcher of record and picked up the win. So five wins in his last six starts. And if you think the Tigers will get to Chris Paddock tonight, you think Skubal pitches deep into the game, comes out of the game with the lead, and the Tigers go on to win, minus 155 on Tarik Skubal to pick up the win tonight here on Sunday Night Baseball against the Minnesota Twins. That's going to be my best bet for this game that is about to start Sunday Night Baseball here between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Again, minus 155 up on DraftKings right now. Those are your odds for Tarik Skubal to pick up the win. Now, there's a way I could get burned by this. Tigers could win. Skubal's not the pitcher of record. There are a number of ways that you could not win this bet. But Tigers minus 309 favorites right now up on DraftKings. Total is at 7.5. Massive pitching edge with Tarik Skubal against Chris Paddock. So my best bet for this game is going to be Skubal to pick up the win. Minus 155 up on DraftKings right now. That is the best bet. And that is brought to you by the G-Bank Trifecta. It's a $500 trifecta brought to you by G-Bank, First Bet, and VSIN. All you need to do is open up a G-Bank Visa Signature credit card in the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You're going to get $200 in cashback rewards on your G-Bank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet will give you a $100 deposit match, and VSIN completes the trifecta with a free VSIN Pro subscription through October 31st. That's a $200 value. A $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSIN. Head to VSIN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. This one-time promotion is limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply. Once again, the best bet is Tarik Skubal to record the W to pick up the win here on Sunday Night Baseball, the Tigers hosting the Minnesota Twins. And then we're going to talk later on in the program. We'll take a look at the schedule coming up here for Monday in Major League Baseball. There is no Sunday Night fade. Those of you who have been listening to the program over the years, we love the Sunday Night fade, fading the teams that play on Sunday Night Baseball and then have to travel for a game on Monday. Both the Twins and the Tigers are off tomorrow, so no Sunday Night fade in store. Meanwhile, they're still playing the golf. We are still in the playoff right now. And what's interesting, if you look at the odds on both of these golfers, Aldrich Pottgeter and Max Grazerman, prior to the beginning of this tournament, Grazerman plus 3,500 and Aldrich Pottgeter was, 110-1? Massive long shot odds here for both of these golfers, and they have had heck of tournaments right now. Let's take a look at the live betting odds as these guys are teeing off on another playoff hole here at the Rocket Classic. Pottgeter minus 140 and Grazerman is at plus 110 for your Rocket Classic winner that is in progress right now. Also set to begin, and I believe we are actually underway, is the Gold Cup quarterfinal. Talk a little soccer here. That's right. The United States taking on Costa Rica, where the United States was a heavy favorite in this game to advance to the semifinal to take on Guatemala, who pulled a massive upset earlier over Canada. A huge upset. The draw, which this one went to penalties, so the draw played out north of plus 550 odds. And if you just bet Guatemala to advance, you got a massive payday on this one, because in regulation Canada was minus 550 and Guatemala was 10-1. The draw, as I mentioned, paid out plus 550. But to advance, you could have got a massive payday in Guatemala to pull the upset here. And the United States looking to set up a matchup with Guatemala in the Gold Cup semifinal as the U.S. men's national team takes on Costa Rica right now. And the U.S. men's national team, prior to the game kicking off, was minus 360 to advance. They were a little under minus 200 to win, and that's the regulation bet because soccer's got the three-way lines, right? So the United States is about minus 175, minus 185 or so to win here against Costa Rica. But to advance, which takes out the regulation, you can, you know, win an extra time, win in penalties. It was north of minus 360 for the U.S. men's national team to advance. So we'll keep an eye on all the action in progress right now. Major League Baseball, they are still in extra innings here in Anaheim in the 11th inning as the Nationals are putting it on the Angels, 7-4 lead in the top of the 11th and bottom of the 9th. Last chance for the Diamondbacks, trailing 6-4 against the Marlins. And we are officially underway in Detroit, Sunday Night Baseball between the Tigers and the Twins, where our best bet was Tarek Skubal to record the win, minus 155 odds currently on DraftKings. I'm Scott Sadenberg. Hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Still lots more to get into, not just the live games in progress, but NBA free agency begins tomorrow. So much to dive into right here on Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is a final at the Rocket Classic as 20-year-old Aldrich Potgieter at north of 110-1 odds prior to the tournament beginning has defeated Max Grazerman in a multi-hole playoff as Aldrich Potgieter on the fifth playoff hole gets his first PGA Tour win. And congratulations to all those long shot bettors that took a flyer on Aldrich Potgieter at some books I saw 130-1 to win the Rocket Classic in five playoff holes. My goodness. So congratulations to Potgieter. Congratulations, as I just mentioned, to all those long shot bettors. Imagine having a 130-1 ticket in your pocket and watching that playoff hole. Incredible hedge opportunities to then bet on Grazerman or just let it ride and cash this thing out. So it is now a final there at the Rocket Classic. Meanwhile, some drama in the bottom of the ninth in Arizona. No, not because the Diamondbacks are coming back against the Marlins, but because the bench is cleared after an apparent altercation between Jesus Sanchez of the Marlins and I believe and the Diamondbacks catcher, where it was a weird situation. So Jose Herrera is the Diamondbacks catcher. He gets hit with a backswing from Jesus Sanchez, and I guess the two exchanged words, and the umpire stepped in, tried to separate them. Benches wound up clearing. Nothing really happened, as nothing really does happen oftentimes when these benches clear. But when it's all said and done, they get everybody back to their dugouts. The bullpen pitchers go back to the bullpen. It is still a 6-4 game with two outs here in the bottom of the ninth, and the Diamondbacks down to their last out. They're in the bottom of the 11th now in Anaheim. The Nationals put up a three spot in the top of the 11th. They lead 7-4 over the Angels, and the Angels obviously got that ghost runner on second, and there is one out here in the bottom of the 11th. If you think there's an opportunity for the Angels to come back here, plus 1,100. If you think the Angels have a comeback in them here with one out in the bottom of the ninth inning. We are going to the bottom of the first in Detroit as Tarek Skubal sits down at the top of the Twins lineup. 1-2-3, a strikeout of Buxton. Jeffers flies out. Correa strikes out. So two strikeouts for Tarek Skubal in the top of the first inning as it is scoreless, obviously, going to the bottom of the first. So a good start for Skubal, your reigning American League Cy Young Award winner and the current favorite to win this year's Cy Young Award. And that's something that we're going to talk about as we, you know, maybe after this game's over, we'll see how Skubal finishes out and if we cash our bet on Scooble to record the win, then because then the markets might adjust a little bit based on this performance tonight. I'll get you the updated odds on the American League Cy Young race and talk about why I don't think the race is over. Now, selfishly, could I be hoping that's the case for one of my tickets that I have pending? Yeah, absolutely. But I'm going to read the numbers and we'll go over exactly why I don't think the odds make sense right now for Scooble to be the overwhelming favorite. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the sports betting network. As it is a final, the Marlins finish off a road sweep. Miami's been really good on the road this year as they beat the Diamondbacks 6-4. Other finals from earlier today, you know, yesterday on Live Bet Saturday, we talked about why blowouts in baseball, well, yes, provide incredible live betting opportunities for us on the live overs, but why it doesn't mean anything when you think about the following day's game. And we talked about the Red Sox blowing out the Blue Jays and how I didn't care about it and you shouldn't have cared about it. And you could have looked at the Blue Jays, who coming into Boston here on Sunday went as a slight favorite. And as expected, the market evened out because money came in on the Red Sox. And we actually had a minus 110 split both ways when this thing closed. It was Eric Lauer getting the start for the Blue Jays and Walker Buehler getting the start for the Red Sox. And what happened? Blue Jays won 5-3. Blowout didn't matter. Blue Jays, the team that got blown out, picked up the win here in the following game. We also talked about the Cubs and the Astros. And why the Cubs blowing out the Astros didn't mean anything, because in today's game, the Astros had the pitching advantage. Not only did the Astros have the pitching advantage with Framber Valdez on the mound, but because it was a blowout in the game prior, they didn't have to use their high leverage relievers. So you had rested bullpen arms, and what happens? Framber Valdez goes 6 shutout innings, Abreu goes 2 shutout innings, and Josh Hader picks up his 23rd save in a scoreless ninth. 2-0 Astros win. Blowouts, game before, next day, the team that got blown out wins. Why? Better pitching matchup. Happened with the Rays and the Orioles as well. Rays blew out the Orioles. Guess who won here on Sunday? Orioles. When you look at these blowouts, it's easy to have recency bias and to just go with what have you done for me lately. And when that happens, the market moves, and sometimes it's not the right move. So you got to be careful steam chasing or whatnot. Sometimes the market sets the open based on that matchup. And that matchup where the Astros were favored, where the Blue Jays were favored, that was the right line for these games. The Baltimore Orioles were slight favorites. That's the right line. And what did we see? All three of those teams that got blown out on Saturday won their games here on Sunday. Phillies bounced back from their loss with a nice 2-1 win over the Braves. The Yankees broke their streak. No more unders for the New York Yankees. A 12-5 win over the A's as the offense explodes for the Bombers, highlighted by Aaron Judge. 2 home runs for Judge, now 30 on the year. For the MVP, he goes 2-for-4 with the 2 home runs. He did strike out twice, 4 RBIs in the Yankees' 12-5 win over the A's. For Marcus Stroman, great start as he works his way back into this Yankee rotation, and boy, do they need him. 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run allowed for Marcus Stroman. That one run coming on a solo home run. I don't think anyone's going to blame Marcus Stroman for one pitch that results in a solo home run. Meanwhile, Luis Severino got the start against his former team and didn't make it past the 4th inning. 3 2/3 innings pitched, 7 runs on 5 hits, 6 of them earned, 2 home runs allowed. And if you look at Severino, he's a very interesting case because prior to his last 2 road starts, the dude had been lights out on the road. We're talking about a sub-1 ERA on the road. Now, he got roughed up in his last road start. His ERA ballooned to 2.29 And then gets lit up here against the Yankees. Obviously, his road ERA is going to take a hit right now. But Severino was quoted in The Athletic earlier here on Sunday because he talked to the media prior to his start against his former team. And obviously, the New York media is going to ask him about pitching in Yankee Stadium again and everything. And they talked about why he has been so bad at home. And this is something that I've speculated on, you know, why Severino has been so bad at home. 0-7 with a 6.79 ERA in 10 home starts. We had heard Zach Wheeler from the Philadelphia Phillies, when they played in Sacramento, talk about how terrible that mound is. Not having the ability with to land properly and plant your foot. And so he hated pitching there. Well, Severino had some interesting quotes about pitching in Sacramento. And he talked about the ballpark and the crowd. Quote, "It feels like a spring training kind of game every time I pitch and every time other guys pitch. It's the same mentality we have to go out there and try and do our best, but it's not been great for us." So he was asked, why is he so much better on the road? Quote, "Because we play in a big league stadium on the road. We don't have that at home right now. It's not the same. It's not the same atmosphere. We don't have a lot of fans. Our clubhouse is in left field. So when we play day games, we just have to be in the sun. There's no air conditioning there, too. It's really tough," end quote. He also added that, quote, "You don't feel the same energy at the ballpark." Here's where I'm intrigued from a betting angle here. Is this Severino's opinion, or is he speaking for more players on the A's and specifically more pitchers on the A's? Because there's a way that we might be able to capitalize off of Severino's comments. And I'll tell you exactly how we do it coming up next. But first, let me tell you guys about Edge Boost, the first ever bank account built for bettors, ensuring all gambling transactions are approved. No usage fees, no minimums, earn cash back rewards, 100% approval for all betting deposits. Sign up today at edgeboost.bet with promo code LIVE, deposit $25, and Edge Boost will match the deposit. That's edgeboost.bet. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN. Scott Seidenberg back here with you. It's Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Taking a look at some scores that are in progress right now. Our Sunday Night Baseball sweat off to a very good start as the Tigers take a 1-0 lead over the Twins as we are in the top of the second inning right now. Detroit scoring that run off of a Kerry Carpenter solo home run in the bottom of the first inning. Cash your Yerfie, your yes run first inning, and we are off to a good start on our Tarek Skubal best bet, Skubal to record the win in this game as the Tigers have a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second in Detroit. The Twins are batting now one out here in the top of the second. Tarek Skubal with three strikeouts has retired all four first batters that he has faced. Meanwhile, let's take a look real quick at what's going on in the Gold Cup as the United States trails Costa Rica 1-0 here in the 24th minute. That's right. The U.S. men's national team quarterfinal action here of the Gold Cup trailing Costa Rica as they got a penalty kick. Costa Rica with a 1-0 victory. And now taking a look at the live line for this game where the U.S. men's national team came in as north of minus 175 favorites to win in regulation, north of minus 350 or so favorites to advance. And their live market right now is, let's see, USA plus 175. That's your regulation bet. The draw plus 205. Costa Rica plus 170 in regulation. The draw no bet line. Draw no bet. The United States men's national team minus 115. Costa Rica minus 125 to advance. The United States minus 125. Costa Rica even money. That is to advance. Now, to advance means if it goes to penalties like we saw earlier with Guatemala and Canada, whoever wins and advances to the next round, that is the winner of your to advance bet. And it's a good way of betting these elimination soccer games as you get further in these tournaments, rather than betting that three-way line, because you can get burned if it's a tie and it goes into extra time, or excuse me, a draw and it goes into extra time, you just bet the two advance line. Now, obviously, before this game started, the United States was a massive favorite, as I mentioned, north of minus 350 to advance. Down 1-0 here. Still plenty of soccer left. They're only in the 26th minute right now. But the United States men's national team, minus 125 to advance, trailing 1-0. Costa Rica at even money to advance. Let's get back into Major League Baseball, because I teased out the story from the Sacramento / Las Vegas Athletics, where Luis Severino, pitching at Yankee Stadium, his former team, the Yankees, he was quoted about how terrible it is pitching in Sacramento. And the numbers would certainly add up to that. The Athletics at home this year have the second worst team ERA at 5.67. That is behind only, you guessed it, Colorado at 6.3. But the fielding independent pitching, which this is what I find fascinating, it takes out, it's only what the pitchers can control, takes out defense. The A's staff at home, the worst FIP in baseball, 5.10. On the road this year, the A's staff with a 5.02 ERA, a 4.55 fielding independent pitching. So, obviously, the pitching's not doing good regardless of where you are, but it is terrible in Sacramento. And if you look at the park factors this year, just looking at StatCast data, Sutter Health Park in Sacramento is the number one park factor in baseball, followed by Coors Field. Well, go a little further down the list here. And not that much further. Still top 10 in the above average category of park factors in baseball this year is the Tampa Bay Rays' current temporary home of Steinbrenner Field. Steinbrenner Field, much like Sutter Health Park, is a minor league stadium. And so, naturally, some of the things that the A's, or excuse me, specifically Luis Severino, is complaining about could also be complaints held by the Tampa Bay Rays, for example, in Steinbrenner Field. And maybe to a lesser extent, because the Yankees obviously put a lot of money into Steinbrenner Field, and even the Rays put a ton of money into Steinbrenner Field renovations prior to this season, not just to make it, you know, their own ballpark by removing all the Yankee signage and putting Tampa Bay Rays logos and all that stuff, but also upgrading it to major league standards. The A's didn't necessarily do the same thing. And because Steinbrenner Field is the Yankee spring training home and the Yankees got a lot of money, the amenities, a little bit better than a normal spring training facility and a normal minor league ballpark. I think we can all acknowledge that. The Tampa Bay Rays at home this year, we talk about the worst, you know, ERAs at home this year, and that is the, as we mentioned, Colorado. Second is the Athletics there in Sutter Health Park. The Tampa Bay Rays, their ERA at home, 3.68. That's good. Fielding independent pitching, where we mentioned that the A's have the worst or the highest at 5.10. Tampa, middle of the road, 4.07. But the park factors, still above average. It's still playing to an above average ballpark. And also part of that has to do with the fact that it's the same dimensions as Yankee Stadium and got the short porch in right field. But anyway, why am I comparing Tampa to Sacramento? Well, it's because of the question that I asked last segment. Are these statements by Luis Severino independent of him? Or does he speak for other players and specifically other pitchers on the A's? Because if he does, if other players share the same feelings about not playing in front of a big crowd, about not playing in a regulation ballpark, about the feel, about the clubhouse, about all that stuff. Well, the next three games for the A's are in Tampa now against the Rays. Tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the A's will face the Rays in Tampa, in Steinbrenner Field, in a minor league ballpark. Getting the start in game number one for the A's is Jacob Lopez. Getting the start in game number two is Jeffrey Springs, former Tampa Bay Ray. And getting the start in game number three is Mitch Spence. Lopez this year, home road splits. At home, actually pretty good. A 2.74 ERA. Three starts, five appearances, 2.74 ERA at home. Maybe he doesn't feel affected by the small ballpark. Jeffrey Springs, meanwhile, his numbers at home this year, a 4.73 ERA. Not good. And then Mitch Spence, who gets the final start in this series, looking at his home numbers at Sutter Health Park, again, minor league ballpark, a 5.65 ERA. I bring this up to say, if the A's are not comfortable and have shown all season to not be comfortable dealing with a small ballpark, dealing with the lack of fans, dealing with the lack of maybe amenities or just the inconvenient, maybe I don't want to call it inconveniences, but not the same luxuries that we see here in a full major league stadium. Not the energy, right? As we heard Severino in that quote say, there's no energy in the ballpark, which has gotten the team down. Well, then I want to fade the A's in these next three games in Tampa against the Rays. Because if the ballpark is getting in their heads when they're at home, well, guess where these next three games are being played? In a minor league ballpark there in Tampa. Fade the A's in these three games against Tampa Bay. That's where I'm at for these games. And if you want to know where the real money is going, unlike other sources, our betting splits come straight from Circa and DraftKings Sportsbooks, giving you the insight into where the sharp action is landing. Circa is known for taking big bets and pro bettors, while DraftKings provides a broader market perspective. That means you're getting the real action, not just the public money, but the kind of wagers that move lines. You can see the percentage of bets versus the percentage handle on every game across every major sport, helping you make smarter, more informed bets. Get VSiN's exclusive betting splits for as little as $9.99 for your first month at VSiN.com/subscribe. I'm Scott Seidenberg. We will update you on the phenomenal start so far for Tarek Skubal on Sunday Night Baseball coming up next. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Bet Sunday. I'm Scott Seidenberg. You're on VSiN, the sports betting network. Always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Hit us all up on the network at VSiN Live as we take a look at the Sunday night baseball game in progress right now, where Tarek Skubal has been dealing. They're in the top of the third inning in Detroit. The Tigers with a 1-0 lead right now over the Twins. And there have been, again, there's two outs in the top of the third. There have been now eight batters to step up to the plate. Eight batters have stepped up to the plate here for the Minnesota Twins. Not only have all eight batters been retired, so three up, three down in the first inning, three up, three down in the second inning, and so far two up, two down in the third inning. So, great start here for Tarek Skubal. Seven of the eight outs were strikeouts. Tarek Skubal has struck out seven of the first eight batters of this game. This is an unreal start right now for the Cy Young Award winner and the guy who is the favorite to win it again. And this is crazy because, like, I was all prepared for later on in this show to talk about why these odds don't make sense that Skubal is this heavy of a favorite right now, because we have other guys that are pitching really well and have cases to be made for a potential Cy Young season. And we still have half the season to go. But 7 out of the first 8 batters have not just gotten out, they have struck out. It was, I'm like speechless right now seeing what Skubal's doing. Ryan Jeffers flied out in the top of the first inning, the second batter of the game. That's the only batter that has put the ball in play against Tarik Skubal. And that was on a 2-strike pitch, by the way, that he flew out on. And there's another strikeout. 9 up, 9 down for Tarik Skubal. And after 3 innings, he has gone over his strikeout prop of 7.5. 8 of the first 9 batters of the game have struck out against Tarik Skubal. So it was Buxton striking out in the first inning, Jeffers flied out, and then Carlos Correa struck out. And then it was striking out the side in the second, striking out the side in the third. Tarik Skubal has now gone 9 up, 9 down with 8 strikeouts, 45 pitches. See, this is important because a lot of the times with strikeouts, as you wonder if he's, you know, has the ability to go deep into a game or maybe the ability for like something special to happen here tonight. This is already a special start. You fear about the pitch count, right? Because when you have a lot of strikeouts, you have the, you know, you're pitching at least 3 pitches to each batter. And it could be foul balls, could be balls. But 45 pitches has been pretty economical through 3 innings here for Skubal to have 8 strikeouts. My goodness, we are witnessing an incredible start here for Tarik Skubal. And just imagine, like, you could have... I'm just seeing some people post here online. Like, you could have, like, bet the live at-bat props, like we talk about doing a lot of the times here, and looking at the strikeout numbers for the live at-bats or for the next plate appearance for these batters. Let's take a look right now up on DraftKings and see what odds we can get here. So, 9 up, 9 down for the Twins. We're going to the bottom of the third inning. Tigers lead 1-0 on the Kerry Carpenter solo home run. On the live line right now, the Tigers, massive favorites, minus 620. But I want to look at the next plate appearance numbers here, okay? For the Minnesota Twins, the next time they come to bat, Byron Buxton, in his next plate appearance, strikeout plus 145. Carlos Correa, strikeout plus 225. And that's Ryan Jeffers, strikeout plus 175. Crazy numbers here. I mean, I figured if you sprinkle your bets here and Skubal gets 1 strikeout, cash a little plus money prop here on some of these guys. Live pitching props right now for Skubal. His total strikeout number is now 12.5, minus 110 to the over. Outs recorded is at 20.5 at minus 142. And our best bet that we placed prior to the show on Tarik Skubal to record the win, which was at minus 155, on the live line right now is minus 248. And hits allowed, 2.5 hits allowed. The under is minus 142 for Tarik Skubal. Walks allowed, over a half a walk is minus 125. Now, from a live betting perspective here, I actually don't hate the walk prop here. Now, there's been plenty of starts where Skubal has not walked a batter. Plenty of starts. In fact, the complete game shutout that he had against Cleveland, where he had 13 strikeouts, only 2 hits allowed in 9 innings, he didn't walk a single batter. As we get later in this game, and it's only the third inning, so it's going to go to the top of the fourth inning here. But hypothetically speaking, and it's way too early to even consider this, but if we could see something special from Tarek Skubal tonight, maybe there is an unwillingness to give in to a batter. And so there's going to be some nibbling. There's going to be trying for the strikeout pitch. And if the Twins can be patient, maybe there's a walk coming. Because if this gets later and Skubal continues to dominate and we could be seeing something special, well, maybe he's more likely to give up a walk than he is to give up a hit right now. But we're in the bottom of the third inning. The Tigers with this 1-0 lead over the Twins. So we'll keep you posted on everything going on there. Meanwhile, the United States men's national team has tied things up. Diego Luna's goal at the 43rd minute has pulled the U.S. and Costa Rica tied at one apiece here in the Gold Cup quarterfinal, where the United States men's national team was a heavy favorite to advance prior to this game beginning, and they were about a minus 175 favorite to win in regulation. Looking at your live line here, as we are at the end of the first half, we're in stoppage time here at the end of the first half. The United States minus 120 to win on the three-way line. The draw plus 150. Costa Rica is plus 650. The two advance number is back to where it was pretty much prior to the game. Minus 330 for the U.S. to advance. So think about it. 24th minute. The U.S. is down 1-0 to a team that they were heavily favored against in a spot where a loss, I don't want to say catastrophic loss, but it would be pretty bad. The United States men's national team was already facing a ton of scrutiny coming into this tournament because of the way that the team had played in their games prior into the run-up here to the Gold Cup. And with the World Cup coming next year, a lot of thoughts on how the U.S. was going to compete on home soil. Plus, the roster for this tournament, this Gold Cup. Most of our best players are not playing. Now, there are several solid players that are playing, but this is not our top team. A lot of scrutiny placed on the new head coach and a lot of scrutiny placed on these players. A loss would have been, or could still be, because you still have half a game left, but pretty disastrous for U.S. soccer. Maybe, I think at a minus 25 price to advance when they were down 1-0, in hindsight, it's not a bad bet at all. Wasn't a bad bet at all. But 1-1 is where we are here as we are about to wrap up stoppage time here in the first half. And again, on the live line right now, the United States minus 115. That's the three-way line. The draw is plus 150 if you think it goes to extra time. Costa Rica plus 700. And the draw no bet, oh my goodness, the U.S. men's national team is minus 800. That's in regulation time to advance the U.S. minus 350. And it is a 1-1 draw right now here at the end of the first half. I'm Scott Seidenberg, always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Coming up next, our very own Greg Peterson will join us as we talk more Major League Baseball and take a look at the schedule for Monday here in baseball. And I also want to look ahead to some futures markets as the calendar is about to shift to July. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.